Seems a strange place to be having an interview, a chat with a member of Anonymous UK, but it's only about 25 steps from what you probably now call home.
Well, it is, and to be honest, as much as it sticks in my throat to say it, Starbucks has become a second home to our home. We've got to, first of all, sing the praises of the 99% staff here. Since day one, we've been allowed to come in, charge our laptops, use our laptops, use our phones, charge our phones, all without buying a drink. In the very first month, we were allowed to use the toilets without buying a drink. Unfortunately, 600 people a day took its toll on the toilets, and they're now closed, even to the members of the public that use Starbucks. But we've got to understand that although Starbucks, you know, does have a Zionistic and very corporate approach to life, the people that stand behind those counters, probably including the manager, are still the 99%, and they have quietly supported us all the way through this occupation. So in return, you know, we have to tip our caps to Starbucks.
So we're outside St Paul's. Anonymous UK, how big and how long, you know, have they been active, shall we say?
Okay, well, Anonymous UK is an arm of Anonymous. It is not. It is part of the idea of Anonymous, and as we all know, Anonymous was born on the internet. It's very much an internet baby. We see ourselves as internet babies that have grown up, but we're now on the ground actively promoting Anonymous, awareness to Anonymous, and actively trying to fight corruption within our governments and our banks and our and the elitism. So there's a time that you can remain anonymous on the net, but there is also a time when the mask has to go up on top of the head and you have to be seen on the streets of Britain saying, no, this is enough.
Where was Occupy born?
Occupy, I believe, was born in Wall Street. We were watching Occupy for at least a couple of months before our mainstream media picked up on it. I mean, well, when I say picked up on it, you've got to bear in mind that our mainstream media is censored and dumbed down. All of it, it's clear to see now that Occupy was going for at least a month before any news media, including the American news media, would acknowledge it existed. This was, an elitist corporate government bank way of suppressing the information so as the Occupy movement did not spread. Sadly, that failed for the elite.
How do you feel about, and I hate using the term, how do you feel that the Occupy brand, you know, how do you feel about it now and what's kind of occurring over in America?
Well, I mean, I don't really know too much. Obviously, I've been on the front lines of St Paul's since day one, and our concentration mainly has been on London. I was very disheartened to see that they were removed from, the Americans were removed from Zuccotti Park. Haven't really been able to keep up much on what's going on over in America. But what's going on here depresses me even more. I'm very disappointed with the Occupy movement and their insistence on snatching defeat from the jaws of victory every time it's placed in front of them. So Anonymous UK, although in support of the Occupy movement, has very little but disdain for the Occupy movement hierarchy.
So who are you fighting for being on the front line? Are you fighting for Anonymous? Are you fighting for the Occupy goals, the new goals as such, because there weren't any goals originally? Or are you fighting for the 99% purely and simply?
We're fighting for the people. Anonymous is the people, and we are fighting for the people. The more people that come over, take a mask off us, listen to us, have a look around the camp, and realise that we aren't crusty hippies. We have jobs. You know, we are middle class England. We're being portrayed by Boris Johnson and the like as people that shouldn't even have an opinion. You know, we don't deserve one. We're inferior. We're not important enough. And he's sniped at us at every opportunity he's had. He sniped at us from the masquerade ball, the Lord Mayor's masquerade ball. He sniped at us from the Lord Mayor's dinner meal. He sniped us on Remembrance Day. I mean, he's basically sniped at us from a very long distance away with a mile range on his rifle. We urge him to come down here and face his public.
That'll be an interesting thing to see for sure.
It would.
So, tell me, what does it take to be a member of Anonymous? How do you join Anonymous?
Well, you wake up. You don't really join Anonymous. Although Anonymous, we do form into groups and create pages on social networking sites. You wake up to the idea of Anonymous. Anonymous is purely an idea, which is why it can't be beaten. You can't uncreate an idea. But the idea is that you can see from the top down the elitism and the cronyism that has cost us via our banks and our corporates and our corrupt governments billions upon trillions of pounds. And once you wake up to that, you kind of lose any fear of your government, your police force, your bankers. You lose the fear because you know these people are committing crimes against humanity. They're committing crimes against the world, and they should be held accountable for almost high treason against the people of the world.
Is this primarily what you want, justice to be brought to these people? What are the top three things that if you could make them happen, you'd start doing now?
Absolutely. I think accountability. People must be held accountable for the banking errors. The most important thing after that would be banking reform, which would be sweep the boards of all the CEOs, sweep the boards of every major player in the banking industry. Once you do that, you will expose the elite above them who employed them. Those elite, those 5, 6, 7 major players, need to be brought to justice. They need to be made to stand trial for their crimes. So what we'd like to see most of all, apart from accountability, is the police act on these crimes. They spend an awful lot of time, the police, arresting the common person on the street for cycling on the pavement or throwing a cigarette butt on the ground. Yet these large, massive frauds and thefts by our government of our money go largely unpunished. The money never seems to come back. So that would be step number two. And the third thing would be complete reform of the banking system and our political system, so we have transparency. If there's money going into our politics or our money going into our churches, we want to know where it's coming from. We want to know who's supplying it, for what, and what they're getting in return for it. Transparency has always been the key to Anonymous.
What's your relationship at the moment with St Paul's?
St Paul's have been very good. They've been very quiet of late. There was talk of us, if we rescaled scaled down the tents, they would pitch a tent in sympathy with us on the steps. Although that hasn't happened yet, we've been assured that it will do, so that they will get evicted as well, you see. Although we haven't seen any action on that front. The stance of St Paul's has not changed since day one, which was we support the people and we will not support any violence to have them removed from our premises. However, the corporations are moving around that by using planning permission laws, saying we haven't got planning permissions for the tents. So we expect them to try and do what they did at Wall Street, come in and remove our tents and leave us standing in the freezing cold as protesters. It's a sinful act to make protesting so difficult that it could almost kill you.
What kind of life have you left to come here?
Well, I work in the security industry. I don't get paid sick pay. I don't get paid holiday pay. I don't get paid double time or half time for holidays, although I'm expected to work it. And if I don't work, I don't get paid. But saying that, I have a very good boss who is also part of the 99%, who's filled my vacancy with another lad and has said to me, a week's notice now and the job's back to you.
So your role here?
My role here is frontline, front of house. I spend every day of the week talking to people, educating people. I spend days and days and days being photographed for tourists wearing the Anonymous mask, raising awareness to the public of Great Britain. Because the most important thing, obviously, is the public support for us. And the media spin has been pretty dire at times, although they're coming round to our way of thinking. Originally, we were the only people to ever shut St Paul's. Hitler's never done that before. We didn't shut St Paul's. St Paul's shut St Paul's. Are we also part-time protesters? Well, of course we're part-time protesters. Some of us go to work during the day. That doesn't mean to say that when a banker goes home at the end of the day, he stops being a bank and becomes a part-time banker. So there was much done to demonise us in the press. But we stood our ground, and the British public on a whole do really understand where we're coming from. They're feeling the pinch as well. 9 out of 10 people that we speak to every day shake our hands and say, thank you, keep going. We're sorry we can't be here, but we've got families. To those people we say, that's fine. We know you've got families. We know you're on a minimum wage. All we ask is if you're watching a TV show or you're listening to a radio show and they're demonising us, pick up your phone, get in touch, speak to the presenters and say, no, you're wrong. We've been down there. We try to make the St Paul's weekend is very much a carnival atmosphere. The children and families are welcome. There's face painting, stilt walkers, fire eaters, magicians, jugglers. It's a thoroughly British protest. So far, you know, we've not been, none of us have been arrested or contained for assaults, burglaries, robberies, thefts, murders, rapes. There's been no real, we are a passive peace force, and that has caused a bit of a problem for the police and the church and the government as to how to deal with this. So now it's in the hands of the law, and we hope that it will go all the way to Strasbourg, to the Human Rights Court of Appeal. And we aren't even starting at the first gate yet, but we intend to fight for our right to protest.
So if people want to find some more information online, where would they go?
They would go to anonymousuk.org. And they'd be able to look us up there on our website. There are links to our Facebook groups, our YouTube channels. There are some great videos out there exposing what we've tried to bring to the table at St Paul's. One especially was two financial advisors from a firm called Cobden Partners, who we invited down on Saturday, that not only have solutions to these world crises that they've put out on our video, we've just recently put up, but they also have evidence of widespread lawful deceit by RBS to the tune of £25 billion of our money. I mean, when you start listening to these guys speak, you realise that there is something fundamentally wrong. But the fact they have solutions is something that the world needs to take care of. So we've tried to go viral with these videos. We've put them on Occupy Wall Street's pages. We put them on their Facebook pages. We put them on just about every Occupy all over the world, saying, "Watch these two guys. These two guys have the solution." It's only in about 10 years' time people will look back and go, "Geez, why didn't we listen to those two guys?" Kevin O'Dowd and Gordon Kerr, they are two amazing men from Cobden and Partners. They can turn this round, but they need the help of the British public.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.